Sarah, welcome to Get the Right Butts in Seats, an event marketing podcast that helps service-based entrepreneurs plan, promote, and profit from live events. I'm your host, Shatoya Antwine, and it's time to talk all things event marketing. So let's get started. I am Shatoya. I'm the event planner at A La Carte Galore, and I help entrepreneurs plan, coordinate, and execute signature events that help scale their businesses. So typically people hire an event planner, and the event planner just basically relieves all of the stress off of you. They make sure that your event is well executed from start to finish, and you don't really have to worry about anything but putting on the show. But typically when you are hiring an event planner, they don't make sure that you're actually making money from your events. They don't actually make sure that you are selling tickets for your events. They're not helping with profit plans. They're not helping with event marketing plans or anything like that. So that's what sets me apart from all other event planners. I have noticed that a lot of entrepreneurs, business owners, thought leaders, they want to DIY their own events. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. Some people just enjoy doing it, and other people, they don't have it in their budget to actually hire an event planner. So what I do for those who do want to DIY their events, I provide you guys with the exact same strategies and tools that I use for my clients. So that way you aren't out here completely blind and just winging it. I think that's why a lot of events are failing. So sometimes you'll see that entrepreneurs will host events and then they either have to reschedule it, they're canceling it, and it's because they aren't able to fill seats for their event, and that's because they didn't have an event marketing plan. So you can't just host an event and just throw it up on Instagram or Facebook or any social media platform and think that that's going to sell the event out alone. You have to actually have specific strategies to actually get people to buy tickets, right? So that's what we're going to talk about today. So we're talking about five reasons why you struggle to sell tickets for your event. One of the reasons why people struggle to sell tickets for their events is because their event does not stand out from what everybody else is doing, right? So if you're just falling in the mix of everybody else's event, how do you think that people are going to want to be attracted to attend your event opposed to everybody else's, right? So first things first is you have to make sure that your event stands out from what everybody else is doing. There are tons of event trends that are going on right now as far as topics and things like that, as well as themes. And I have an e-guide, so if you guys go to the link in my bio, you can check out the e-guide, and I give you guys five trends to avoid so that way that you can stay away from doing what everybody else is doing. So if you're hosting the same events that everybody else is hosting, it's going to be a lot more difficult for you to be able to get people to sign up for your event because, like you guys know, I'm pretty sure some events that you probably don't go to anymore because it's kind of like the same thing over and over, right? So if you're hosting a signature event, whether it's a conference or a retreat or a VIP mastermind or some type of intensive workshop, make sure that it's something that's set apart from what everybody else is doing. So you have to get unique. You have to get super creative, and that you can figure out what your unique proposition is, or you can find that through kind of your messaging. So for example, I'm an event planner. So what do event planners typically do? They plan events, but there aren't many event planners out here who are actually helping you to plan your event if you choose to DIY it. There's not a lot of event planners out here who are helping you to create a profit plan to make sure that you actually make money from your event. There aren't a lot of event planners out here who are helping you to create an event marketing plan. So that's something that makes me unique. So figure out what it is that makes you unique and create an event around that, right? So that's something to help you to kind of get creative and figure out what your signature event is going to be for your specific business. And make sure that once you figure that out, like you find your lane and you stay in your lane. I've seen so many entrepreneurs who are kind of watching what everybody else is doing and they see, oh, she's doing a fireside chat on social media branding or personal branding for her business. And she's doing that, so I want to do a fireside chat too. Or she's doing a speed networking event, I want to do a speed networking event. And you're kind of just watching what everybody else is doing, and you're kind of steering out of your lane. Like, what they're doing isn't necessarily what you should be doing. and what they're doing, you don't even know if they even have the right tools, the strategies, and the resources. So it's kind of like the blind leading the blind out here, right? So if you're going to plan your own event, make sure that you have the right tools and strategies to do so. I have three free trainings, and I have had people who have signed up for them, and they've hosted events, and their events have been successful just from my free trainings. So go ahead and check those out before you start planning your next event. So make sure that you figure out an event that stands out for you. So the second thing is your event theme or topic needs to be more specific. And when I say more specific, I don't mean adding a bunch of topics to make it seem like you're giving so much value. So I've seen a lot of upcoming events and conferences, and they have a ton of workshops, and it's not necessarily focused on one specific area. So there are some events and conferences that's focused on faith, like faith-based conferences. They're focused on like social media, fashion, branding, social media, helping you to figure out what your purpose is, helping you to build a website, talking about SEO. Like, that's just too much for one signature event. So let's say you have a two-day event and you have 20 speakers and you have 20 different topics. Like, chances are the people are only going to be speaking from anywhere from like 20 to 30 minutes, maybe 45 minutes, an hour max, depending on the time frame for your conference. But for somebody who wants to come and get to the next level in their business, do you really think that they are going to be able to do that hearing from 20 different speakers on 20 different things? So what I really want you guys to get focused on for this new year is stop trying to put so much together to make it seem like you're giving so much value. Like, figure out what your one thing is and stick to that one thing. So my one thing is event planning. If I do any events or any workshops, anything like that is going to be on event planning, and it's going to be on teaching you how to plan and launch your event. It's going to be on profit plans, event profit plans, and event marketing. Those are my three things. You aren't going to see me out here teaching you guys how to do anything other than that, right? So those are my three specific areas. So figure out what at least your three that you're going to focus on, that you're going to teach when you host your signature events. So that's what I want you to focus on. Another thing, I want you to get crystal clear on who your audience is for your event. So a lot of times people are just saying that my event is for entrepreneurs. Well, I've been to events for entrepreneurs and they weren't necessarily for me. So get specific. Are you targeting service-based entrepreneurs? So for me, I focus on service-based entrepreneurs. So those are online entrepreneurs, coaches, authors, podcast hosts, thought leaders, things like that. So I'm specific in who I work with or who I target, right? So figure out who it is that you want to be in your event. Just saying that you want entrepreneurs there, like, that's too broad. Like, get specific. And some examples, like I said, is service-based, online, and product-based. So those are just a few examples. So that is going to help you to get more focused on what it is that you're putting out there. And if it's something that's very specific, it's going to be a lot more easier to reel out the people who should be attending your event opposed to the people that haven't been attending your event. So you aren't for everybody, right? I'm not for everybody. So you can't host an event and just try to force people to come and then they get there and they're disappointed because the value that you are offering is not for them or it's not working for them. And now they're going to go back and say, well, I attended this event and I didn't learn anything. Or she said it was going to be about this, but we didn't talk about nothing that she said we were going to talk about. So you don't want to be that person, right? So figure out who it is that you want to be at your event and then target those specific people. So the third thing is, I guess we're on four already. So two and three I kind of put together. So figuring out your event theme and topic needs to be more specific, and then determining your specific audience. So the fourth one is you are struggling to sell tickets for your event because you haven't built loyalty with your audience. So here's one thing that I've seen. I've seen entrepreneurs host free events and then they go and they all of a sudden pop up with a $75, $100, $200 event. And their audience is like, well, we've been attending these events for free all of this time, and then now, why is this so much money? So you have to be very specific. I encourage you to start with free events and then go to your mid or high level events and then whatever your signature event is, right? But you kind of have to nurture them into it. You have to be specific as to what's the difference between the free events that you're doing, or even if it's the low level events where it's anything from like free to, let's say, like $35. And then let's say you want to charge $75 or $97 for your next event. You need to be very specific as to what additional value they're getting from this $97 event that they can't get from this free or $35 event. So you're kind of reeling them in and then letting them know the value that they're getting, why they should be attending, the experience that they will be getting from it, and just things like that. So don't just go out, hey, hosting free events, and then you pop up tomorrow and you hosting a $500 event. You kind of just, it went over your audience head. So icebreaker type initially, or straight to the point initially. Absolutely. So what I typically do is I'll do webinars, I'll do a free event, and then you can go ahead, you can go straight into your conference or your next event, or if you want to do a paid workshop and then your signature event, you can do it that way. So it's different ways, but I just want you guys to be strategic in what you choose to do. The last one is, so this is number 5. So you're struggling to sell tickets for your event because your event marketing plan sucks. So your event marketing plan is pretty much your promotional strategy, a plan to market your event on social media and in person. So basically your event marketing plan is your promotional strategy to get people to buy tickets for your event. And it includes more than just social media. So email marketing is another example. Blogging can be another example. So anything that's going to drive traffic to get people to attend your event. And then even with just posting on social media, you can't just post the flyer every day. So you post your summit flyer or your conference flyer or your retreat flyer. Like, you have to provide high value content. So don't just post the flyer, post content where you're giving your audience the opportunity to see the experience that they're going to get once they come to the event. The speakers that are going to be there, giving brief descriptions about the speakers, what the speakers are going to be talking about, letting them know when they walk away, what are they going to walk away with. So those are just some things to kind of give you an idea of what to put in your social media calendar for that portion of your event marketing plan. But making sure that you are doing more than just posting on Instagram and Facebook. And I have that in one of my trainings too. And I give examples as far as like guest blogging, affiliate marketing, and things like that. So I have a ton of free resources for you guys. And it's stuff that actually works. So it's not just fluff that you're going to read and be like, I already knew this, or this didn't help me. So I'm all for you guys DIYing your events. I have absolutely no problem with it, but I want you guys to actually have a strategic plan, to actually have a foundation that you're working off of. I don't want you looking to see what everybody else is doing and trying to implement that in your business or for your event, because just because something is working for somebody else doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to work for you. Strategies are specific to what your business is and what your event is and what your purpose and the value that you're going to be giving out, right? And another thing, you don't know if these people are credible who are planning their events. A lot of people are out here just winging it, right? Because event planning, people say, is expensive. I don't like to look at event planning as being expensive. I like to look at event planning as being an investment. So if it's something that you don't know how to do, then what do? You pay somebody to do it, right? So you guys have businesses. Let's say you didn't know how to create a logo. Did you go and try to create the logo yourself? No, you hired somebody, right? Did you go and try to develop your website yourself? No, you hired somebody to do that, right? So it's the same thing with event planning. And then I'm here to help because I'm actually giving you guys strategies so that you can do it yourself if you don't choose to hire me as your event planner. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes for more resources, and I'll chat with you next time.